Tonight, welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program. You know where we're coming from, those great Rocky Mountains of Idaho County, Idaho, USA. Yes, sirree, it's good to be here and good to be involved in fighting those that hate God and hate freedom for everybody but themselves. And we are hard at it here at our two police and military associations. And we're certainly thankful to Republic Broadcasting Network for allowing our two police and military organizations to have some outreach using mass communications for all the information that we can get out to you folks. And also we do know and we do thank Republic Broadcasting Network for us reaching some of our brothers and sisters in uniform out there who are listening in and emailing me and communicating with us. And this is so important to our association here, folks, because it is truly where the rubber meets the road in every nation that has been taken over from within. It is the manipulation, the mental manipulation of our good police and soldiers to make them believe that the enemy is certain people in the community that allows them to actually subjugate the people of a nation under a totalitarian system. For a good example, the militia, for example, we about 8 years ago published a police and military publication after doing about 6 months of examination of what the militia truly is, and we found out that the militia is very American, and that Washington used the militia to put down the British when the British attacked, and we read about the history, and we learned a lot here at our Police and Military Association about the true militia in America, which is the people themselves. The good people that love God and freedom are the militia in this nation. We'll be right back with more after this first break here at the Officer Jack McLam program. Stay tuned.
Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic-grade essential oils are emerging as the missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
Here, this is that old cop Jack McLam, retired up here in the great Rocky Mountains of Idaho County, Idaho, USA, and I'm happy to be with you. We're talking about the militia when we went on the break there. Yes, these old cops and soldiers are always learning along with the private public out there, private citizens, and when we do a study and a research, we're surprised and shocked, actually, about some things, but you will remember as much as 10 years ago when the militia was really taking a hammering, and we got real concerned. Our police and soldiers got real concerned, and so we started researching who these militia people were, because for about 24 years we've been publishing our Constitutional Police and Military publication, Aid and Abet. And we've heard from these militia people over the years. And they always sounded like good people, good Americans, people that love God and freedom. And so when the government started pinging on their turret and saying, hey, these are nasty, these are evil, these are renegades, they're revolutionaries, they're probably communists, and we heard all kinds of things from our government, then we realized that they may really be the good guys, because we know our government. when our government picks up somebody and starts hammering on them and saying they're all these evil names, like Saddam Hussein, for example, or Pineapple Face in Panama. Remember when he was arrested and prosecuted and they railroaded him into prison, not allowing him any witnesses, not allowing him any evidence to prove his innocence, and his connection to George Bush, the Bush family, bringing drugs into the United States. You know, all these people are demonized in the media, and if you really get in and research who these people are, many times they're not good people, but they're certainly not the ogres that the government and the press, controlled by those that control our government, puts out there for you. For example, remember when Saddam Hussein was bosom buddies, CIA asset, and we funded Saddam Hussein and his attack on Iran, and he was a bosom buddy of the Bush family, I think red-headed stepchild of Bush Sr. And then all of a sudden, for some reason, they came out and said that he attacked Kuwait and he shouldn't have done that, and he was taking babies and pulling them out of incubators and throwing them on the floor and letting them die. And, of course, all this was lies. And so we know very well that they can brainwash our brothers and sisters in America to come after those that they demonize. We've seen it repeatedly. We've seen it at, with a man named Gordon Call. I was a police officer in Phoenix when all of a sudden there was this big shootout in, attack on the Call family up in North Dakota. And it was a very, very sad situation because these U.S. Marshals set upon his family and shot the family, shot his son almost to death, and finally Gordon opened fire. But we'd never heard of Gordon Call as police officers, and then, my goodness gracious, he was Hitler's brother. You know, when it came out in the press, you might remember that all across America, the greatest manhunt in American 20th century for this very evil man who had shot two U.S. Marshals and injured and killed them and injured three others officers and escaped, demonized that man. And when we began to check into it, we found out that he was a very fine Christian man, very fine Christian man, who had stood up and said no to the evil income tax system and been put in jail for a year and got out and was not going to go back to jail. He was a World War II, highly decorated hero of World War II, and was a tail gunner in a B-52 bomber. And, you know, so we have found out, folks, that we police officers and soldiers are susceptible to being brainwashed to come against a group of people or an individual in this country as any other police officers and soldiers in any other nations. So what does that mean? It means that we have to reach into the hearts and minds of our brothers and sisters in uniform and educate them so that they know who the true enemies in God and liberty are in this nation. And when they're given these immoral or unlawful orders to go after a certain group, such as the militias across America, or such as the fundamentalist Christians, they're demonizing now any religious group that's fundamentalist as radicals, revolutionary radicals. And so, yes, we're susceptible to that. And here at our two police and military associations, our number one goal is to awaken our brothers and sisters in uniform so they cannot be used as would-be mercenaries or enforcers against the people of our own nation to subjugate them under this Antichrist system that's being set up. It is a duty that we love. We're volunteers here. Our police and military are volunteers. I've been volunteering for 24 years at Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter. And it's been good duty. However, it's allowed little time to focus on family and on earning a living, those kind of things, since I've retired from law enforcement because of injuries in the line of duty. it has been tough because I used to know how to make money. I truly did. Before I was a cop, I was a businessman. After I left the military, after the Vietnam War, went into business, and God blessed me in business to where I was able to create wealth and do very, very well in business. In Washington, D.C., I created the first Shops on Wheels. And I'll tell you that maybe you don't even know what that is. Probably you don't. But in Washington, D.C., where I grew up, they have a lot of businesses around, as all over the nation. And if you can repair, if you're a repairman, such as I was for sewing machines and vacuum cleaners, you could have a business. You could open the business, and people would bring their vacuum cleaners and sewing machines into you, and you repair them. Well, I, myself and a relative got the idea. We would go to them. So we bought a little van, a little step van, and we put all of our repair equipment in there, and we went around to all the embassies in the capital in Washington, D.C., and we serviced right there at the embassies their vacuum cleaners and sewing machines, and would sell them new machines or repair their old ones. And we had a great business, a very good business, because nobody else was doing that at that time. And we made a lot of money. And so, but it came a time that I wanted to get out of the D.C. area. I'd always promised myself that I would live out west somewhere where there was as much sunshine as there was as much gloom and doom in the weather, and as much horrible mosquitoes and those kind of bugs in the summertime. I wanted to go to where the sun shined almost all the time during the year, and we could go to the beach and be close to the ocean and so forth. And so I decided I'd move out to sunny California, southern California, and this is before it became Little Mexico. And I lived in Santa Monica, California, on the beach, or not right on the beach, but a short ways from the beach. And every Saturday, I would take my scuba gear and go out there, and I would shoot big fish. I was a spear fisherman, and I would go out in the big kelp beds out there and go down 100 feet or so and shoot these big groupers or shoot these big halibuts, barn door halibuts that would weigh 100 pounds or more. And it was good living out there on the beach in the sun and the surf. And I raised my two boys out there for 5 years. And so I never, ever thought about being a cop. I was in business there and made a lot of money selling chemical compounds and cleaning compounds to hospitals and businesses. Any kind of cleaning compounds, 55-gallon drums of floor cleaner or any kind of cleaning things for hospitals, convalescent homes, and businesses up and down California's southern coast from San Diego all the way up to Santa Monica area. And I lived good. And so, but when I moved out to Arizona to buy another business, and the reason I moved out to Arizona was that I was afraid. I was scared of living in California, and I'll tell you why. One morning, my wife and I woke up, and the building, our home, was shaking back and forth, about to throw us out of bed, and my two boys were screaming in their bedrooms, screaming to the top of their lungs as our beds were dancing across the floor. You know what it was? It was an earthquake. And the VA hospital fell down that day, and the freeways fell down that day. And old McLam looked at himself. He looked at his family. My wife jumped up out of bed and tried to run through the door to go to the kids' room. And the door changed position, and she ran straight into the wall, about knocked herself out. So anyway, the story is that I was afraid, and I moved my family out to Arizona. Because I heard Southern California was going to become, that Arizona was going to be the new coastline before too long. I'll be right back and I'll finish up this story about my past after this break.
For over a year and a half, I have lived with a foot disorder called tarsal tunnel syndrome. My feet became numb with severe aching in my ankles. Additionally, my calves ached. I would have severe shooting pains in my feet, especially at night. While trying to sleep, I would literally cry from the pain that my feet were going through. My podiatrist suggested several different treatments, but could not assure me of any relief. My son told me about Cocoon GH. He assured me that the Cocoon products did what they claimed they would do, and after just 2 weeks using Cocoon GH Extra Strength, my calves and the shooting pains in my feet started to go away. But best of all, I have the feeling back in the heel half of my feet. This GH has literally saved my life. I now get up each morning and hit the floor running. Additionally, my blood pressure is now 120 over 80, the lowest it's been in 30 years.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Okay, folks, we're back. I'm that old cop, Jack McLam, retired up here in the Rocky Mountains. And I'm giving you a little background for a reason, okay? Stay with me now. I know you might not be too interested in my past, but I'm getting to a point here that I need to make. So anyway, I came to Arizona to get away from fear. Basically, I did not want my family to die in an earthquake. And I'll tell you what, I was at that time, I was ex-military. I was a skydiver. I was a man that every Saturday would swim out half a mile to a mile into the ocean off Santa Monica Beach or Zuma Beach and go down and dive and shoot large fish and ride them back to the beach with sometimes sharks swimming around trying to take them away from me. So I wasn't a man that got scared very easy, but Mother Nature did it to me. I'll tell you what, I didn't know how to cope. I knew how to cope in the ocean. You can throw me out of an airplane, put me in the ocean, and I'm not afraid of that. If you have a perfectly good airplane, you want to go up, throw me out of it with a parachute, I'm not afraid of that. There's a lot of things I'm not afraid of, but when I don't know how to handle an earthquake, a tornado, or those things. So my duty, I felt, as a father, was to get my family to an area where I didn't have to worry about those things, and so I kind of liked the idea of having some property in Phoenix that would be beachfront property one day. So we moved out to Phoenix, and I, once again, was going to get into business. But The business I had moved out there to buy turned out to be not the business that I was going to buy. And so I was downtown one day, and I saw a sign on the wall that said police exam being given. Become a police officer. Well, the first time in my life I ever thought what it would be like to be a cop. Well, to make a long story short, folks, I entered into law enforcement at a late age. I was 32 years of age, had a lot of life's experience behind me, and I went through the academy with 20-year-olds, 21-year-old young people that I just absolutely adored. These young people had good hearts. They cared. They wanted to serve and protect the American people. But in the police academy, I began to hear things and see things that troubled this old guy, 32-year-old old man, very, very much. I heard the management people come in, the supervisors come in and say, "You're no longer citizens anymore. You're an entity of government raised above the citizens to better supervise the citizens for their own good." Didn't sound like protecting and serving to me. But I looked around at the young people's faces, and they were eating it up. Ah, boy, we're an entity of government. We're raised above the citizens, so we can better supervise them for their own good. This is exciting. This is wonderful. Some of these young kids were still living at home with their parents. And so they ate up all this stuff. They were told, "You can't trust the citizens out there. You can't trust them to ever come to your help if you ever need help. Come to your aid if you ever need help. You can only trust fellow police officers." So at a very early time in my career, actually in the police academy, I began to realize that something dark is going on here. It made no sense to me, folks, that these young, impressionable young people that wanted to get into law enforcement and to serve and protect the American people would be for some reason being turned into something totally different, and that is servants and protectors of the system from the people. I didn't understand it at all. I didn't understand it. It took me a couple years, about 2 years, to begin to understand what it was all about. During that time, I think that the Lord knew what I was going to do, what he would lay at my door, and I truly think the work that I've been doing for 24 years through Aidenabet Police Military Newsletter on constitutional issues and our sister organization, Police and Military Against the New World Order, I was destined to do these things, to start these organizations. But, of course, I didn't know any of that back then. But for the first 2.5 years of my career, this old average guy, Jack McLam, who had become a cop late in life, I'm just an average guy, average intelligence, average everything. I was a Christian, though, and I began to hear and see things that troubled me as a Christian. I was given orders that were immoral, sometimes given orders that were unlawful. And we were, including myself, we were pretty much brainwashed that we had to do these things for the greater good of society. If we loved America, if we loved freedom, we would do these things. We had to rise above the people and do the things we were commanded to do if we wanted to save America from all these bad criminals out there. And, of course, in Phoenix and South Phoenix, the war zone, they call it in South Phoenix, it was truly a war zone, you against the criminals. You could see it, that the nation was coming under attack by all of these criminals out there. And we did things that were immoral because we were ordered to do them. Sometimes we would do things that were unlawful because we were ordered to do it because of the greater good. If we were going to protect the people and save our free society, we would have to do these things. And we wouldn't like to do them. We wouldn't want to do them. But if we didn't do them, do these things we were told to do, society would collapse. So I'm getting to a point here, folks, and I see we're up on a break. Very important messages coming up, so right after that I'll get to my point. Stay tuned for more, and we'll open the phone lines up tonight. If you'd like to call in, we'll give out that number on the other side of the break. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally-based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You bathe, right? And those dishes and laundry, you washed them, right? If you don't worry. Otherwise, you might want to listen. Your family is exposed to harsh chemicals daily. Chlorides, ethanol, sulfates. They're used in paint thinner, solvents, fuel additives. You'll find those chemical cocktails and more in everyday detergents and shampoo. Does that bother you? It bothers the folks at Calbend Pure Soaps. For 58 years, they've produced all-natural, earth-friendly soaps and household cleaners. No animal testing, no chemicals, no dye, no antibacterials. Just safe, natural plant extracts like extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. I don't use anything but triple concentrated Calbend Pure Soaps. What are you waiting for? Call them 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Nothing to lose but the chemicals. 1-800-340-7091 or visit CalbendPureSoap.com.
Good to be back with you folks here. And I was just finishing up talking a little bit about my background to get to a point. When I was in the police academy, I had no idea that I would hear the things and see the things that I saw. And then when I hit the streets as a cop, I once again wanted to do the very best I could do and become a good cop. I wanted to learn how to become a police officer. I'd been in the war during the Vietnam War, been in business, and I'd succeeded at both of those things. And I wanted to succeed at being a good cop. So I went along to get along, as Christians are doing today with evil, and I was doing that then because I wanted to be a good cop. And so God blessed me, for whatever the reason, in the first 2.5 years, to be at the right place at the right time so many times. It shocked me most of all, and it certainly shocked my fellow officers, that I became the most highly decorated officer in that 2.5 years in the history of Phoenix, Arizona, winning a 2 Officer of the Year awards, and a third year I came in second place, and about 32 other awards for just doing what cops do and doing it well. And I didn't, all I could say as a Christian is, because I'm just an average guy, is that God blessed me. And that's exactly what happened. And I now know today why God blessed me to become the most highly decorated officer, because as I began to see things and hear things, I became very troubled about continuing to go along to get along with evil government leaders and doing things evil, or standing by and watching evil being done and not standing up and speaking out like God told us to do in Psalms 94:16, for example. You know, and in Isaiah 62:6 and many other places in the Bible, we're supposed to stand up and speak out against evil. And I wasn't doing that. I was trying to learn to be a good cop, and my career potential was wonderful. I mean, I was the most highly decorated officer after the first 2.5 years. But then something changed my life forever. A 85, 90-year-old man changed my life by making me realize that I was a violator of my oath of office that I took to defend the Constitution of the United States, to protect the people and their rights and property and so forth. And that shocked me awake. It truly did. When I studied the Bill of Rights and the Constitution for the first time in my adult life, I realized that 85, 90-year-old man was absolutely right. I was a violator of my oath. I never thought I would do that. But I didn't know, because I was not taught the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and so forth, as no cop today is taught those things, or soldier, for that matter. Worse today than when I went to school. Much, much worse. We're taught today to be global citizens, and that the Constitution's old and antiquated, and we shouldn't follow it because it's not, it won't go with us into this new age, this new world order. And of course, it won't, because that's the Antichrist system and not a godly system, which is where our Constitution, Bill of Rights, came out of. And so I changed, and all heck broke loose on me. I then became the most hated police officer in Phoenix, Arizona. I went from being the most honored and the most decorated officer to the most hated, and then I went from there to the most fired officer in the history of Phoenix, Arizona, because I refused to accept orders that were immoral and unlawful any longer. I would no longer violate my oath. And I was fired repeatedly for that stand, and I started publishing Aid and Abet Police newsletter on constitutional issues. And out of that, my career potential ended, of course, because they didn't want police officers and soldiers hearing about the Constitution, hearing about the Bill of Rights, hearing about saying no to immorality and unlawfulness, because how the heck could they get them to subjugate the American people under this totalitarian system if I was teaching them that they swore an oath to not do those things, not violate the Constitution, not violate people's rights? So I didn't realize it, but boy, I'll tell you, I was listed, my name, at the state police in Arizona. My title was the traitor from within. I was listed as a traitor against law enforcement throughout Arizona, and much of the nation, as police officers and soldiers began to get copies of our police and military publication on constitutional issues. Police chiefs hated me. They would call my police chief and say, get McLam to stop writing this trash about the Constitution and everything. You've got to stop him. Our officers are beginning to ask embarrassing questions that we can't answer. And so it was tough. I spent 5 years wearing my bulletproof vest backwards because I was told that I had more enemies behind me than in front of me. And, of course, that was true. And still worked in the war zone of South Phoenix. But I'm getting to the point here, folks, to bring this to your attention. I know what it's like to be brainwashed. I was a police academy instructor for 5 years during that time. I know how our brothers and sisters in uniform are being brainwashed, and you can see it on the streets every day in the people in the private sector who have all been brainwashed. It's no different from us in uniform. You know, you mentioned to 90% of the American people about the militia today, and they'll think it's an evil organization. The Christian Patriots, the Patriot Movement, 90% of the people think they're wackos, radical revolutionaries, because that's what the government and the media has told them. So this brainwashing is very, very serious. And so we started our organizations to awake our brothers and sisters in uniform and make sure, if at all possible, by re-education, that they would never be used to subjugate the American people. Well, we've done this for 24 years. We've reached a lot of cops out there, a lot of soldiers, and we're still reaching more every day thanks to the listeners and our readers out there. By getting copies of Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter, making copies if they like to, because we're all volunteers. We don't care if you make copies. We don't copyright anything. And getting it out in the hands of our police and soldiers. Critical times are ahead for us in America, folks. Critical times. And how would you like to have an officer out of three or four or five officers that stop you along the roadside, and these officers realize that you're a Christian patriot, and they are set against you as they're being taught that you are domestic terrorists? I have a flyer here from the FBI that lists you, if you're a Christian patriot or just a Christian. You know, Butch Reno named you as a death cult, and that's what's in this FBI flyer, that you're a part of a cult and that believes in a doomsday. You're a doomsday cult member and probably a domestic terrorist. If you're a patriot and mention the Constitution too many times, you're a domestic terrorist. How would you like to have a four or five police officers stop you, find out that you're one of these evil domestic terrorists that love God and love the Constitution, and to decide to do some extra-legal punishment of you? We call it an attitude adjustment alongside the road, where we're going to adjust your attitude because your attitude's bad. And one of those officers, and this has happened so many times, one of those officers say, no, we're not doing this. This is wrong. This person has a First Amendment right. They have a rights to speak and to think the way they want to think. If this was a good communist we just stopped along the roadside here, would you be doing this to a good little communist? You know, like you're doing it or wanting to do this to punish this Christian or punish this patriot or punish this evil militia person. And one officer many times has stopped anything from happening by that pack of cops or soldiers that have decided to do something that they were not supposed to do. Okay? Well, that's what our duty is here. As volunteers, we spend every single day except Saturdays and Sundays, and even sometimes on the weekend we work to try to answer mail and to put out a publication and to reach as many of our brothers and sisters in uniform as possible. Now, I told you I was going to open the phone lines up, and I forgot to give the number out. So let's do that, and I'll continue on here. And if you'd like to call in, you may do so at 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443 if you'd like to call in tonight. And I will just continue on here. But I want to ask you folks to help us reach as fast as we can the police and soldiers in your community, in your family, among your relatives, among your relationships. They are there. They're there in mass today, especially soldiers. Every two families, there's one family, if I can get this straight now, there's one family out of two, there we go, that has a police officer or soldier, and sometimes more than one in that family. So you in the private sector, you can help very, very much by getting copies of our Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter on constitutional issues and get it out in the hands of police and soldiers. It's very easy to do. I'll tell you a way that a little grandmother in Texas taught us probably 15 years ago, if not longer. She would carry some of our police and military constitutional publications written by police and military for police and military in her car. And when she would drive around town, going to the grocery store, going anywhere, and she'd see a police car or a military vehicle parked someplace, without the police or soldiers in the vehicle, she would get out and she would put a copy under the windshield wiper of that police car or military vehicle and get back in her cart and drive off. And it was the most amazing thing, because those police officers and soldiers would write to us and call us and say, man, we came out to our squad car and here was your publication, brother, you know, because we're their peers on the windshield, and we took it in and we read it and we passed it around, and we're very interested in hearing about these issues that are coming against our nation and these enemies that are coming against our nation. And so we have been able to effectively give information out and start the educational process. And every time you have one or two or three police officers who gets educated and gets knowledgeable, gets to a point where they know what's going on, who the true enemies of God and liberty are in our nation, in our state capital, in our local governments, they become an agent for God and country, God and our republic, inside their police agency, folks, or military unit. And we've received some exciting letters and communications, and still do today, from those inside these organizations as they pamphleteer, as they put articles on bulletin boards without the administration knowing about it. Just, you know, in every military area, they have bulletin boards, and they have bulletin boards you can advertise things on. Every police department has bulletin boards, and they would make copies of some of the articles in Aid and Abet, quotes and so forth, and put it on the bulletin boards, and leave our publications in the chow hall, leave our publications in the workrooms, everywhere. And this really spread our contact with these very fine people in uniform, and we can start the educational process to stop the brainwashing and get them back under control of the American people and back under service and protection of the American people instead of serving and protecting the system from the people. So we just took yesterday, we just ran our latest Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter to the printer yesterday, and it's going to be out in just a few days. And I'm going to tell you, it is dynamite. It is dynamite. It truly is. The articles we have in there are timely, and they are hard-hitting. And I want you to get a copy of this. And when you see it and you read it, you're going to be very, very pleased. And you're going to be shocked to know that police officers and soldiers put together that publication. Absolutely shocked. Because most of the police officers and soldiers you meet, they don't know any of this. And it's obvious they don't know these things because of the way they act and the things they do. And so they can know about it, but only if you help. If those listening to us today, the police officers that are listening, the soldiers that are listening, the private sector people that are listening today that love God and our nation and want to keep our freedoms, you can only imagine how important it is to take the enforcers of the New World Order and turn them back to the side of the American people. Take their enforcers away from them. They belong to you. These are community neighbors of yours that wear those uniforms. They may be relatives, moms, dads, aunts and uncles, brothers and sisters, your children who are being brainwashed to be used against the American people and people of other nations, too, and subjugate them under this Antichrist system. There is nobody, folks, any better at reaching the hearts and minds of our police and soldiers, listen to me now, than police and soldiers. Does that make sense? It certainly does. You can, if you're a private citizen and you hand them a book or a newsletter or something, there's a good possibility they may not read it. But a police officer or soldier, or you hand them something written by police and soldiers, they're going to read it. They are. Well, let's go to our first caller. I think it's Todd in Kansas, is it? Todd, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, Jack. How you doing?
Todd, it's good to have you on. I'm doing real fine.
You betcha. You were talking earlier about, you know, being scared enough to move out because of Mother Nature.
Oh, brother, you
yeah.
said it.
And
yeah.
you mentioned tornadoes just, 4 or 5 days ago. We had tornadoes dropping out all over the place. And
Man, I couldn't handle that, brother, I'll tell you. I couldn't handle that.
What was bad about it, you know, with the news reporting it, they kept on getting complaints after complaints because the regular scheduled TV programming wasn't on. They were covering the radar and the tracking tornadoes on the ground. And the people were worried about their programming instead.
Oh, boy, they missed their daytime TV.
You got it.
Their soap operas and all that, huh?
Yeah, they were worried about
that. Oh, boy,
these are
a hardy people. I'd be tuned into the Tornado Watch, man. I tell you what, I don't like when Mother Nature is upset. I don't like it because I have no control over that. I don't feel comfortable with that.
No, there's absolutely no control. It just it was crazy because my wife, Tammy, went outside there, and she could hear one went out. Far enough, you couldn't see it, but you could hear it about six miles south roaring by.
Wow. Hey, hang on, brother. We'll be right back after the break.
All right.
We'll finish up here. Hang on now. Okay, folks, we'll be right back with more.
From the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100. Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth. Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
I can't believe it.
It truly is amazing.
You have to care enough about yourself to want to do something.
If you're tired of feeling sick or run down, this truly is the answer. I have so much energy now.
It makes you feel good. And it's all natural.
Everyone in my family takes Cardivite.
Cardivite.
Cardivite. We all use Cardivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, Heart Drop 2000 presents Cardivite. Cardivite is an all-natural supplement which is made up of our own special blend of herbs gathered from many different parts of the world, specially designed to improve your health. Come on and care about yourself just a little more with Cardivite. You can find more information at www.cardovite.us or call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
Cardivite is a natural thing. Gives you the edge like you've never seen. It makes you feel good.
Going to go back to Todd real quick. We're almost out of time, Todd, and I want to give out our address here, but finish up, brother. Go right ahead.
Well, that's all I wanted to let you know. That's what they got on their mind down here is their TV, and I can just imagine what they think when electricity goes out.
Thank goodness gracious.
Yeah. You don't want to.
Incredible, brother, but that's the truth of it. That's the truth of it.
It sure is.
Well, thanks for calling in, Todd.
Okay, we'll talk to you later.
You call back again. Okay, and hey, stay away from those big, ugly clouds out there. Okay. Take care. Okay, folks, I made a pitch for our police and military publication put out by these retired or active duty, or I'm sorry, the volunteer cops and soldiers here. And we want to give out our address and tell you to please, folks, order 10 copies, order one if you want to at first and look it over, and then you'll realize we need to get this out in the hands of our police and soldiers as fast as we can. So write to us here at Aiden Abet Police Military Newsletter right away. The new issue will be out in just a few days, and we'll get it hot off the press to you. We promise you that. And that address is Aiden Abet Police Military Newsletter, but make it simple on yourself. Just put a capital A, the little and squiggly sign, the and sign, and another capital A. That'll get to us. Just A and A on an envelope. And send it to HC, like Henry Charles, 11, Box 357, Kamiah, K-A-M-I-A-H, Idaho, 83536. Once again, that's HC 11, Box 357, Kamiah, K-A-M-I-A-H, Idaho, 83536. If you would, put $3 cash in there. Don't write a check. We won't steal it. I won't even buy two gallons worth of gas today. But anyway, folks, put a few bucks in the envelope. We'd appreciate it. I'm a volunteer here, but I know how much it costs to print and pay the printer and buy postage and all. So if you put a few bucks in the envelope, we'd appreciate it. We'll send you out this latest issue. The latest issue is Dying for Ideas, Not True. H.L. Mencken said to die for an idea is unquestionably noble, but how much more noble it would be if men died for ideas that were true. And this issue is, as I said, a good term. A little black guy on TV used to say it, dynamite. And this issue is dynamite. And it needs to. These issues need to be before the minds and hearts of every police officer and soldier out there in our nation. So we hope you'll do that. And if you'd like to be a subscriber to Aiden Abet Police Military Newsletter, that's easy to do. You don't have to be a cop or a soldier. It's just $25 donation, and we'll put you on our subscription list. And each time it comes out, we'll send it your way. But we're hard-pressed this year to reach as many police and soldiers as we can. I think time is short in this nation. People are waking up all over this nation. Police officers, soldiers, and people, average private citizens, are waking up and beginning to stand up and speak out and realizing that that's the only way we can possibly take back this nation back under God and our constitutional republic. Well, that's it for tonight, folks. Hope to be back with you. I'll be on the road tomorrow and the next day, and so I'm not sure I can make it to the microphone, but I will try. But for sure, we'll have a program for you tomorrow. Don't forget, this old cop truly does love you, America. Hope you'll say a prayer for me and my bride as we travel. God bless all of you out there. Good night.
Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.